In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
That was gnarly. Gnarly.
That was Balls Out. You know, Balls Out was the original title of this movie.
The cop says that at the end, doesn't he? He says, pretend you're on... Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the hell... Why he's... Was that a thing? Now, I know Rad.
Yeah,
ate,
Balls
Red.
Out. I don't know.
I don't remember Balls Out. I remember Gnarly. I remember Red, not Balls Out.
First and foremost, I just want to say, Christopher, thank you for allowing me to bring this movie from 1986 to the show. And I know that it's not a perfect film, but I think you're going to take it a little bit more serious. And I just love this movie.
Let me just say, I remember Rad, the movie poster from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I have a story about that.
I didn't see the movie, and you know, I worked in a video store. I'm sure this was standee that was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this iconic movie poster that you'll recognize if you're from the 80s.
Right.
And you've seen it. But I'd never seen the movie, and Today was my first time watch.
You're so lucky.
And I have to tell you, it was one of those moments. Like everything fell into place and made this such an amazing movie. Like, right? First, I knew nothing going into this. I didn't check the IMDb before we watched it. I just put it on.
And BMX.
Oh my God! It's the soundtrack Frank Stallone wishes he could do.
I'm glad you liked it.
But just from the cast that kept the names that were popping up, you know, Lori Loughlin, Ray Walston, a drunk Jack Weston.
Drunk even when he's not even drunk.
Or he's ill or something. I don't know what's going on with him. But just all these names coming up. Then, you know, faces were popping up. Let's say this is directed by Hal Needham. Like, I didn't know that. I did not know this.
Right.
And when I saw that credit, I was like, whoa, wait a second.
Right,
wait a second.
There's two Hal Needhams, you thought. How is that possible?
But Jack Weston, who plays the evil corporate greedy bastard, he has a henchman, you know, a sidekick. Right. And that guy was in the Burt Reynolds Hal Needham movies too, as a punching bag for Burt Reynolds. You know, they were always fighting. So, I mean, just again, all these faces were popping up, and then this movie just came on, and there was absurdity. Like it just kept getting more and more surreal.
Right.
I think it hits its peak. Now, this movie is very visual, and what's good about that is that although you won't see the visuals, you'll hear the soundtrack music that goes with that visual.
Right.
But, you know, this thing reaches a peak when it stops for not one but two dancing sequences. One that's done on bikes.
Not just a dancing sequence. The first BMX freestyle dance sequence ever.
I can't wait till we get there because Lori Loughlin,
who looks great in the movie.
She looks great, but when her stunt double is doing the bike tricks, it's obvious. It's like
Eddie Fiora. I mean,
he's so much taller.
Yeah,
his shoulders are bigger, and the wig looks terrible.
Well, and Cruz stunt double is always looking straight down, so you can never see his face.
So thank you for programming this movie, but
this is the genesis of what VHS Rewind is really all about, I think. Rad is one of these movies that it was released at a perfect time in my life. I was 13. I was really into BMX and freestyle and this type of stuff. And the movie is – the opening sequence shows while that song Break the Ice plays, these guys in the background are doing all these freestyle tricks. And these are legends to me, the people who are doing this.
Did you have a BMX?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I used to I did some racing, but not like – I never rode anything like hill track. And – but – I used to really be into freestyle, like a lot of like a quarter pipe or regular tricks. Like I can name every trick that they were doing. They all had names, like the cherry picker or the Miami hopper.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So when the movie came out, I'm 13. I'm really into this. I'm really into freestyle. I'm into, I'm really just way into this whole scene. So we find out that Rad is going to have a thing in the Roosevelt Field Mall, right? The actual people in the movie Rad are going to be in the mall doing tricks, signing autographs, giving away posters.
Nice.
And I was totally there. It was amazing. I got like a ride from my mom. and I'm like, I met what's his name? Not the main. You know, who's the. Hold on.
One of the bad guys?
Yeah, the main bad guy. What's his name? He's like an Olympic guy, right?
I was wondering if he was. You know, he's such a terrible actor. I was wondering if he was a real BMXer.
Bart Connor. Bart Connor was there, and the two twins.
Are they real BMXers too?
I don't know, but they were just there signing autographs, but they had a bunch of real freestyle guys. You had Woody Itzen. To this day is one of my most prized moments of meeting Woody Itzen. It was like such a big deal to me. And these people who were in these magazines, I used to read a magazine called BMX Plus. And BMX Plus is worth its weight in gold, literally, because each issue sells on eBay for like $20. It's ridiculous.
Why? What is the magazine about? Is it about BMX ads for bikes? Yeah. What is it, ads or?
Yeah, but it's more like it's a real retro thing. They're okay. Very small distribution. I don't know. I don't know why people love these things, but I really want to get my hands on some BMX Plus from like 1985 or 86. So I got a poster with everybody's autograph on it, right? It was incredible, and I have no idea what happened to that poster. It's one of my crushing moments. Anyway, you know, so I really got into BMX after this, and I was way into it. Then, I don't know, I discovered guitar, and that was it.
Dope.
I remember selling my bike for almost nothing. It was like a $1,000 bike. I'm like, $100.
You know, so like this BMX, you know, fad. You know, I'm always, you know, I saw
you son of a bitch.
I saw these guys. You know, they would balance on one wheel and bounce the bike.
Yeah.
Or spin the whole bike. Yeah, yeah. Do a tail whip. And I'm like, why? You know,
no,
I just couldn't figure it out.
As an adult, I look back and I'm like, oh, geez. I guess. I don't know. Well, I mean, those guys were indoors. These guys are actually making a living doing it.
Yeah.
So you can't blame them. But I don't know what I was doing it. You know, I just being a kid.
And are these bikes like really the best bikes to race in? Because you don't get full extension of your legs.
No. Well,
so I don't understand.
Well, those are 20-inch rim bikes. So it's BMX, you know. BMX now, I think you go up to 24-inch, maybe. And you can get cranks that are longer, and it's just weird. I watch this, right? These bicycles are worth so much money now. Like, if you go on eBay and type in Hutch Trickstar, right? It's like $10,000. And what? It's like, I'm not kidding. I'm going to go on eBay as I'm talking. So or like Redline flight cranks. They were $350 when I was a kid. Now they're probably I couldn't even afford a pair.
Why are these like cars? They have old styles that get more expensive. Or
they were made in certain factories in a certain period of time with materials that aren't available anymore. Made by hand. The mags, you know, you get Skyway Tough 2s, which were like molded plastic wheels, and the tires, the white tires with the little tiny GTs in the tread.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, I was obsessed with this. And a few years back, a friend of mine started restoring them. And, you know, he actually has a pretty good collection. Actually, a friend of Alex's has a tremendous collection.
That's amazing. That
1980s BMX bicycles that are worth thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm looking up Hutch Trickstar bike on eBay. I know it's going to be like ridiculous. Stickers alone, just the stickers, right? $110, you know?
Oh my God.
Here's one in, actually, it's not such a bad price, but $3,500 for the bike. For a pink one. That's actually
$3,500?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I crap you not.
They still make BMX bikes now, right?
Sure. Yeah, and they make them better than ever.
I was going to say, they're probably better. By far. Aerodynamically designed.
So much better. It's ridiculous. I went to go look at my kid has an 18-inch bike, so we're thinking about upgrading him. And I was at Toys R Us, I think it was, and they had a remarkable bike for $129. A bike that would blow away any bike that I bought years and years ago. It's lighter, the rims are nice, everything is really, really beautiful. It makes no sense. Just, you know, you know how it is when people, like, they want the things from their childhood. They want to be surrounded by things that make them feel young. Like this podcast.
It does. You know, this movie is so 80s. Yeah. I mean, it's the soundtrack that does it. It's, oh my God, the fashions in this movie. This is why we got to take screenshots.
Oh, I did. You know, I posted some to VHS.
I did. But the fashions in here, poor Lori Loughlin at the dance wears an incredible outfit.
And her hair is very hairsprayed.
Yes. Every girl in this movie has a lot of hairspray. and some have ripped clothes. I mean, just it's so 80s. It was amazing. It really transported me back.
You have no idea how happy I am that you're not ragging on this movie. I mean, there are moments that are cringeworthy.
Oh, there's a couple of dialogue scenes. Let's give them a plot. Let's give them a plot.
It's Rocky. First. It's BMX Rocky. with Talia Shire.
Complete with Adrian. And Talia Shire just goes Adrian. She plays the mom. And she just goes Adrian on this kid on at least two occasions. And then disappears from the story.
Now, Talia Film 2 Productions made this movie.
Yes, and the executive producer, Jack Schwartzman, that was Talia Shire's husband.
Yeah.
They had also done the bastard Bond film, Never Say Never Again.
I didn't know that.
Three?
Yeah.
So I knew Schwartzman, I knew Talia Film.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know Hal Needham.
Sure.
He was on the rocks by this point. He had already done Stroker Ace and Cannonball Run 2 and
but these are the legendary movies, Megaforce. Even when this came out.
I can't wait to do Megaforce.
Yeah, I'll do Megaforce. I haven't seen Megaforce since I was a kid.
God, I can't wait to see that. So yes, it's about a small town boy who is a BMXer and he's loved by all in the town. And the evil Jack Weston brings his Hell Track race game, his Hell Track race. Where does this take place? That's what I couldn't figure out. Is where this small town is. Yeah,
you watch it and you're like, I think it's supposed to be California or something. But it's not very California feeling.
I thought it was like Pacific Northwest.
It's actually in Canada, Calgary. That's where it was filmed.
That's why the mountains with the trees on them.
the ramp and dance scenes were taken in another part of Canada, which is weird. By the way, this budget, I mean, I think it was $11 million, I think, they used for this movie. And I'm pretty sure the entire budget went into the track. And this, like, 30-foot drop.
No, they say it's three stories. I remember that.
Oh, because, three stories?
I was like, oh, wow, that would be cool.
I don't know, man. That's petrifying, dude. And one more thing I just want to mention. Talia Shire, throughout this entire movie, looks miserable.
She does. She looks like she doesn't want to be here, especially at the end when she's at the race. And she's the mother of this kid, and she should be listening to the soundtrack that's getting everybody else around her up on her feet. Yeah, and she's just sitting there like, I don't want to be here, Jack. Jack, get me out of here.
Just take your SATs that they only give twice a year, apparently.
Oh, we'll get to that dialogue scene. I have that dialogue scene. All right. So Crew wants to be in the race because he's such a great local BMXer.
He's a cutter. from that. What was the other movie? With the cyclists.
Quicksilver?
No, not Quicksilver. Quicksilver is good, though, with Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon, Jamie Gertz.
And you know what? That's funny you mentioned that. The freestylers in that movie are the same freestylers from this movie. No. Yeah, and Jamie Gertz. I forgot about her. Oh, crap. It'll come to me. Forget.
BMX Bandits?
No.
I'm running out of bike movies that I know.
It'll come to me. Okay. Go on. I'm sorry.
So Crew, our local hero, wants to get in the race, but Jack Weston doesn't really want to do that. Why don't we play that scene where Jack lays his plan on the to the town folk? That's at
914. I got it.
Yeah. Who are you going to get my...
By the way, he's walking through the schools. I just want to mention this. Crew is... also, he looks like he's 31. But he's supposed to be like 17, I guess. This is the most crowded class school hallways I've ever seen in my life. This is an overcrowded school. They have problems.
And by they the can't way, act either. They're always looking at the camera.
Do you know what there's not one of in this entire movie?
A black person?
Not one black person.
Nope.
I didn't realize it until this viewing. And I feel kind of racist watching this.
There's no Asians. There's no... Nope. It's all white. It's all very white.
And you could not make this movie. There's a lot of things you couldn't do in this movie. In the beginning in the school, he grabs the girl's butt, and then she turns around and smacks the other guy. You can't do that. That's a sexual harassment. Oh, 1986, I miss you. All right, here we go.
Damn it.
Whoops.
And without further ado, our partner in Helltrack and president of the Federation of American Bicyclists and owner of the Mongoose Bicycle Company, Mr. Duke Best.
Thank you, Mayor Jenkins, for your wonderful introduction.
Dude, he is... he's not supposed to be lit, I don't think. But he's kind of... feeling pretty good. All right, here we go.
And thank you, you wonderful citizens of Cochrane, for allowing us to share with you this beautiful city and community. This could be mutually beneficial to all of us.
That, Mr. Best, is what we are counting on.
And I publicly want to thank you, Mr. Timmer, for your enormous contribution in this venture and helping make Helltrack a reality. And I assure you, we will not disappoint you.
Not bad, not bad.
Nope. No. So I was confused by somehow Ray Walston...
Did you want me to play that longer? Because you have a longer time on that.
It just goes into more about what setting up the plot in terms of...
Do you want me to play that?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm sorry.
Let's see.
You really must understand, Mr. Timmer, that a race such as Helltrack has never even been attempted in BMX history. But when you put up $100,000 in a new Corvette, you're going to have all the top factory riders right here.
Think about it. TV cameras in every corner of the town. Showing on network television. The spirit of Cochrane. And, of course, my bicycles.
Excuse me. Not to put a damper on the spirit of things, but I wonder how our kids are going to feel when hundreds of outside youngsters take over their town and they're not allowed to race in their own backyard.
See, right here, they could have squashed the whole thing. Should have said, well, that's something maybe we'll revisit next time we do a race. But no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Just a minute. Trust me, Mrs. King. Great. Mrs. Gray? See, most of our factory riders are professionals. In that matter, you don't have to worry at all. They're respectful and fair. As far as the local youth are concerned, well, we'll see that that's taken care of. We will hold a qualifying race. And I will put up...
He mouths $20,000.
And he shakes his head.
$10,000 for any local youth who can
money,
qualify
man.
And run in Helltrack, regardless of whether or not He wins Helltrack.
I think that's a hell of a deal. I want to mention that Ray Walston is actually in this as well.
And he seems to be in cahoots with Jack Weston in the beginning because they both and so I was confused by what they had going on. Somehow it's going to make – all right, yes, it'll make Bart Taylor a hero, and then he says he's got his face on all these different products if he wins, yada, yada, yada. But I didn't know what Ray Walston was going to get out of this. And then why – of course, he does switch sides towards the end of the movie to our hero, but I was just confused by what those two had going there.
I think it's interesting that Duke Best – also represents the owner of a real company and a real bicycle company, especially.
That was Mongoose popular. Is real? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, Mongoose back then was a lot better of a bicycle. And they're still actually very good bicycles, but you can find them in you can go to like Walmart probably and get a Mongoose.
I was going to say, they're on eBay for $50.
No. But I mean, they're good bikes. But back then they were a little bit more, I guess, boutique. You know, they were more handmade and stuff.
Did you notice like there is so much product placement in this movie?
You know, like there's a lot, man.
Like USA Today is blazing in the opening credits because they're delivering USA Today. There's a Kix cereal shot. There's a BMX logo, of course.
Coca-Cola
gets called out.
And there's also a lot of smaller companies that were trying to make it big. There's a company called ACS, which made a part for a bicycle called ACS Rotor, which it came back to me like a tidal wave when I saw the movie just before. All these little companies that I'm sure paid to get their information out there.
It's funny that Tort went just before the final
it's
race
like a
at
bomb
the end.
Movie. I'm just kidding.
Towards the end, there's a just before the final race, they introduce all of the racers and their, you know, their sponsors. And I was wondering, are those all real riders and are they real, little companies?
They're
and I
all
think,
real riders, but I'm not really. I'd have to listen again and see.
Well, I have that clip if you want.
Yeah, no.
If you want to do that, so.
And they all wave at the camera. Like, it's so weird.
So, you know, again, everybody in town loves our hero, including the local cop, who I just read is played by, you know, he's this big guy. And he's played by H.B. Haggerty, who is an actual ex-wrestler.
Oh, really?
And, you know, he sort of looks kind of dangerous in his police uniform and Air Force shades. You know, he looks – it's very homoerotic.
And
but,
he appears to be the only police officer in the town.
Yeah. but there is a chase where the cop – I guess they do this every day and they just really love each other. But there's a cop chase that I want to play not only because – again, this is where the visual angle takes over because it's like they do parkour on this BMX bike. Because they're going in this lumber yard and they're going up and over.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, all the stuff that they're doing. And I just want to point out that Cruz is riding, even though there's no stickers on it, a Mongoose.
Is he really? Okay.
Yeah, I know this by the the back section is very – it's rounded unlike most bikes.
So you can enjoy the chase. Hopefully you'll see this movie after this review, but you can enjoy the song that accompanies this scene.
Heaven
going to be tough for me to pick my favorite song on the soundtrack.
Mine by far is Break the Ice. Yeah, great song.
You don't like, what was that? Thunder on your, I forget what it was. Thunder in your heart or something like that. Anyway, we'll play it. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
So I just want to mention, Crew has two best friends.
Very Pookie Brewster.
Yeah, it took me a while to realize one is a girl because I just thought it was like a Corey Feldman wannabe. But no, it's a very like tough chick girl.
Right. You know, also, wait, I have to mention the redheaded kid who's just always walking around.
Oh, let's play that scene where with Crew's sister, who's a little precocious, a little snot, and this carrot top in the making comes over and asks her a question.
All right, here we go.
Come on, Wesley. We're having lots of fun.
Check out of town, Jack. Waiting for your brother, Wesley? No, you blimp. I'm meditating.
You think your brother's so cool. He's nothing next to Bart Taylor.
It's true.
He is so. And if you don't take that back, I'm gonna punch your lights out.
Wesley, nice young girls don't talk that way. You know you don't mean it.
I'm gonna kick him.
Whoa! Ow. Whoa! Whoa! Ow. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa! Hot shot, come here!
Crap!
Yeah, Wes, hop on, come on, we'll get out of here.
What kind of school is this, by the way? Like, it's like somebody's backyard and a painting, like Mongoose Rules.
It's actually like a cult.
I don't know. But I do love that guy's shirt where it says Bert, it's like Bart Taylor Rules or Bart Taylor the Man. It's the best.
So Crew hears that, you know, about the race, and he wants to enter. And here is, let's play Talia's first big Adrian scene.
All right. This might be a little early in it. Oh, no. Here we go.
Isn't this the day you're supposed to make up your SATs?
I know, Mom.
Make up, huh? So we missed it before, huh? Once, of course.
But what? If you always wanted to go to college, that's been the plan.
This is a very important race. Would you look at the stakes here? Besides, I really think I can get this one. I think I've got a chance.
You have a chance with an education.
I know about that, Mom. But Dad always told me, when your gut talks to you, you listen.
Oh, Christopher, that won't wash with me. Just because he's dead doesn't mean anything has changed.
I know, Mother.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
Bad edit.
I bet Dad would have understood.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot more cursing than I would have expected in a movie.
And both
like
times
this.
It's from that little girl.
Yeah, she curses.
She says
like
shit
crazy.
Twice.
Yeah, more, I think. I think does she said it a few more? Times. Yeah.
Oh, right. She says it again when Mom shows up at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But, you know, she's like, you know, you're like a tomboy. And you don't mess with her.
So we got to get Lori Loughlin. Like, she was on a roll at this time. In you know, she was in Amityville 3D, which we've covered on our show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was in Secret Admirer, which we will cover on this show.
Oh, you know, you didn't
at some
get,
point.
You didn't get the parade thing where they're coming in. You know, like the you know, you have
yeah, you know, the so all the racers, all the professionals are coming into town and they're scouting out the local chicks, so looking to see who they're gonna bang.
Yeah, exactly. This is a minute of that.
This is a big town we're rolling in here, huh, guys?
Surprised the main street's even paved.
By the way, these guys are from Long Island. Two twin guys, great looking guys.
They're always all over each other, though. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's very strange, and I almost... I don't know, they look a little too robotic to me. Something weird.
Give them a wave.
Oh, look,
how you doing? There's a couple of cute girls. Oh, maybe the only two in town.
Yeah!
back in a minute, folks.
Well, actually, he just gets out there. He tries to hook up with Lori Loughlin, and she just rolls the window up on him.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, it's like, no.
But then Lori sees crew through, like, the windshield and...
Because he's directing traffic.
And he's on his bike, and she likes boys on a bike, because she is a trick biker as well, apparently. As we'll learn later.
With heels.
So there's a local high school dance where Lori goes, even though she's not from the town.
No, they all do. The entire...
Even the professional... Again, they're on the prowl. They want to get some young poon.
But, you know, not only are the twins wearing identical outfits, and they're both with one girl who seems really coked up. Right?
But you got a picture. You got to post a picture of what the twins are wearing at this. This is what I mean about it. It's like those. It's like a space outfit or something.
I'm taking a screenshot right now. I have a perfect still for the moment. But here, it's exactly it. It's something Ace Frehley would use with if you took all of the silver pieces off of it.
Ouch!
It's very Buck Rogers.
Yes, exactly. And Lori's got the same thing. It's like triangle shoulders for some reason. Like, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
Well, and Bart is wearing basically a tank top with white Cavaricci pants and like a Don Johnson sports jacket.
Ouch.
With shoulder pads, I think.
Wait, I'm just moving my...
So are we going to play this whole dance scene?
This is something I wish everybody has to watch this scene. Yeah, I was not expecting it at all, like to stop the movie, to have the what's basically the bad guys have a dance number is just incredible. And the dance moves, the fashions, and the song is incredible.
This is like if in Karate Kid, instead of beating up Mr. Miyagi or breaking his, like, plants, they had a dance and they did this kind of thing. That would have made Karate Kid that much better. It would have been really, like, karate dancing or something. All right, here we go.
Take that nerd with you. Come on. How about a little space here? You out. Come on, Tiger. Let's go. What a treat, Bombers. Mark Taylor and his troops are gonna shake it up. This has gotta be hot.
Outside the world is colder every single night. It's another fight. So what's it gonna be? A tonight.
Now this is all synchronized dancing. I just want to point out for everyone. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
Can't do. Boy, he's got it all, hasn't he?
Yeah, and we got him.
Now, this is outside of the school. Crew's entertaining the nerds who were, like, kicked out, I guess.
Something. I know. I was like, he really does bring his bike to the dance.
You want to? I'm doing a little research on Chad Hayes, who plays Rex. And he actually was one of the writers for The Conjuring.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Who knew he had talent?
I'm just looking at. I posted the labels from the LP, and I just wanted to see the names of some of these bands. Like that, I think that tune was "Music You Can Dance To" by Sparks. Jimmy Haddis is another one. "Thunder in Your Heart" is John Farnham. That's what we heard at the open, right?
Yeah.
Farnham has the love theme, which we're going to get to. Oh, I think that's the next. That's how they do the dance on the bike, I think, with the love theme.
Yes. That's the, I can't remember the song, but it's probably the only popular, only song that you can really identify.
Really? I have no idea. "Send Me an Angel"?
Yeah, it was like a minor hit. Performed
by Real Life. The name of the band is Real Life. So let's play that. And here's another where if you're watching it, if you could take a screenshot, like when Crew is, I don't know, it looks like he's in the air with his arms out.
Yeah, they're both surfing. You know?
And folks at home, if you watch this movie, here again, during this scene, watch the Lori Loughlin double doing the stunts, because it is so clearly a boy.
I'll see if I can get a screenshot of a side face or something. A profile.
But let's play this song. I love this song.
Sure.
In her outfit.
this is where things get very strange because crew just books. Right? like, oh my god, I can't believe I just BMX biked danced with a girl. I'm gonna go ride as fast as I can home.
He's got performance anxiety.
It's very strange, I guess. I mean, it's kind of just strange.
But no fear, because they're falling in love, and we get a great love scene with Mark's favorite thing to do suddenly is, I never heard it put this way, ass lighting.
which is, I don't have the time. I lost the time, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's 37:46.
All right, here we go. Crew's gonna show her how to have a good time in Canada. This is not a good song or music.
This is what?
This is ass lighting.
I have a dream.
It's Frank Stallone.
Is it really Frank Stallone?
No, no. Sounds like him, though.
It does sound like him.
It's just a day kind of dream, but it's growing stronger the longer I stay. Girl, it's taking hold of me, making me think it could really come true. With you by my side, who can say what stroke of luck might strike today? With you,
hey,
what can I? This is like a bad Billy Ocean song.
Every clown who keeps turning
and video.
I've been all over the world, and I don't think I've ever seen such beautiful country.
Yeah, it's nice. Never been anyplace else, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Where are you going to college?
I guess you are, huh?
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I had planned to, but qualifying is the same day that my SATs are on.
So?
Now, maybe it's a mistake to give up college to try to qualify. Besides, those pros are awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've had lots of training, they've had lots of experience, but, you know, there's something about the way you ride. It's so natural. I just think it's incredible.
Really?
Took me 6 months to learn to airwalk. It took you one afternoon. And besides, you don't have to give up college. My sister took 6 months off, and then she went back to school. It didn't hurt her.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Life lessons right there.
Well, if you're listening to the show and you're thinking, I'm going to take 6 months off college, don't do it. You're not going back. You're not going back.
Hey. If I try to qualify, will you be there?
Aww.
They've known each other for what?
Less than
Six
a day.
6 hours?
Yeah.
you know what? I mean, you could hook up a lot quicker back then.
All right. Well, we get to the qualifying race. So,
which crew was exciting all on its own in my eyes.
You know why? Because they had a great song accompanying it. I mean, this thing is just like, it's a Stallone movie, man. It's incredible.
Well, wait, I thought you wanted the Talia.
That comes later, after this intro.
Oh, Thunder in the Heart?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
I told you we were going to play this whole thing.
No,
amazing.
I messed up. I'm jumping the gun here.
I know, there's so much to get to.
You know, I mean, in all seriousness, this movie is such a kind of important movie when it comes to, I don't know, a collector's standpoint.
It's not out on DVD, is it?
It is not officially out on DVD or Blu-ray. And, you know, I do want to just mention, if I could just interrupt this all for 5 seconds, that there's a book by Bill Allen, who plays Crew, or as we learned earlier, Christopher. And it's called My Rad Career, and you can buy the Kindle edition for only $9.99 on Amazon.com. We'll put a link in the show notes. But you can also go to his website, myradcareer.com, and you can buy an autographed copy. I'm going to reach out to Bill and see if he wants to come on the VHS Rewind show and maybe share some of his rad stories.
I would like to hear them. Like, did he get over on Lori? Was there behind the scenes?
Dude, this, I mean, it's so cool.
Was Jack Weston really drunk all the time?
Seriously, right? Bill, if you're listening, which, you know, I'm kind of hoping he is. He could be a big fan of VHS Rewind. Here's this is actually from his website. I'm just going to play it real quick.
Hi, I'm Bill Allen, and I've been an actor in Hollywood for 30 years, and I'm here to talk to you about my book called My Rad Career. The name comes from a cult classic BMX movie in which I played the lead role, Crew Jones. The movie was called Rad, and we shot it about 28 years ago. The book talks about that movie and some of my adventures in Hollywood as an actor and some of the personalities that I work with, including George Clooney and Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, some people you may or may not have heard about. And it goes into some of my on and offset antics with my best friend, Brandon Lee, who we lost 20 years ago, and I go into depth about that. So I think Rad fans will love it.
So I'm going to order this book. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to buy this book. I think I'm going to buy the autographed copy. And have you ever watched the Tosh.0 show on Comedy Central?
I have not.
There's a quote here from him, and then we'll get right back to the show. If Bill Allen was hanging from a cliff and I was holding him with one arm and I was holding my girlfriend with the other and I had enough strength to save them both, I would let go of my girlfriend just to make sure that I had a really good grip on Bill.
Aw.
That's how important this movie is to people. That we're willing to kill our girlfriends to save Bill Allen. All right, that's being silly. But
Well, let's play Thunder in the Heart, just because we're at the qualifyings.
All right, I'm queuing it up here. I hope I don't jump the gun here. I might have a little bit. This is very Rocky.
That right? Very Stallone. I was thinking Over the Top, but no, it could be Rocky too.
In the beginning of episode, I'm going to say 4. Which one is it where Apollo, he's in the Lamborghini in the beginning, he's just driving really fast.
That's Rocky 4.
It's Rocky 4 after Apollo Creed dies, right?
Yeah.
I could see this being played when he's driving around in a Lamborghini. Taking a stand, you ain't gonna fall. Awesome.
Yeah, it is a great song.
Wait, I think this is the part. Here, just take a listen.
Sure. Should we get ready now?
He is. He's already barked twice.
No, it's later. I'll find it. The whole ass sliding comment.
Okay. But here comes Mom saw that crew is at the race, and so she's got to go all Adrian on him.
Yeah, so...
Talia.
Yep, hold on one sec. I'm a little...
This has my favorite line of dialogue, actually.
Mom is walking towards crew.
Not happy.
Never happy.
You defied me.
I didn't do it to hurt you.
It's not me you're hurting. You're willing to sacrifice building a solid future for a bicycle race. It's very self-destructive.
Did you try to understand? The only thing I'm good at is riding this bike. And now I have a chance to be the best. Maybe the best in the world. I can take those SATs anytime, maybe in 6 months. But this is the only opportunity I'll ever have like this. I started out as 1 in 1,000. Now it's 1 in 20. Now to give that up, I think that would be very self-destructive.
I want you to make me a promise that in 6 months you'll take those SATs no matter what.
No matter what, I promise. Mom? Thanks.
She doesn't even say good luck.
It's like...
She just wants to get out of this movie.
It's like, you look like your father and I hate him. Like... I don't know what's going on here. Like, I have no idea, man.
I thought for sure she was going to pull something like she did in Rocky 3 or Rocky 4. You can't win!
Yeah, right.
She just does not look happy.
She's like, I cannot believe we spent $11 million on this movie. She's like Famous Amos in the background. She's like, you better have some warm Famous Amos for me when I get back to my trailer because I want those cookies.
Yeah, I just saw that on Wikipedia. $11 million?
Yeah.
It is not on the screen. It is not on the screen.
I think it is on the screen.
I don't know.
Well, where else would they spend it?
I have no idea.
I think it's building Hell Track, dude.
You know, Hell Track doesn't look that big.
No, it doesn't.
When you get to it, it looks very small.
It's maybe a half acre.
Is I don't know.
No, I mean it looks interesting.
But
that a lot of money was spent securing this music.
Securing the music and probably Jack Weston and Ray Walston's fees.
You think so? Come on. How much money are they really worth?
Is actually probably went in Talia Shire's pocket because she was probably like co-producer on this since it's Talia film. Plus our husband was the executive producer. Yeah, it went in their pockets.
So you know when they got back to that trailer, there were warm Famous Amos cookies.
There was like piles of Coke.
And Famous Amos cookies.
So of course, crew does qualify. Jack Weston keeps changing the rules to enter the
which
the
is ridiculous. It's just like
that you can get away with that. Yeah, yeah. So they start a T-shirt contest. I wonder if those became like collector's items, like getting a shirt with that insignia on it. That
you can actually buy those.
You're joking.
No, you can buy them on his website, on Bill Allen's website.
No way.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Let's see, how much are they? About $20. You know, children's size.
Maybe autographed. I'll get one for my kids.
Oh no, you know what these say? The Rad Army. I mean, no offense to Bill, but I don't want the Rad Army.
No, not the Rad Army.
I want the other one. Yeah, Rad Racing. They have them on. Somebody eBay. Just kind of reproduced them on Amazon.
On Amazon?
Yeah, on Amazon. Let's see. What size are you?
Extra large.
$10.10 In red with the black. It's actually a really cool shirt. You know.
Nice.
I'm gonna get one of these.
I'm looking.
I need one now. I'll put it right there with my Greatest American Hero t-shirt.
And wear that red shirt when you talk to Bill Allen.
No, I'll bring him one. That's it. VHS Rewind does not skimp when it comes to swag. We don't. You know, he's in still, I mean, in the video and everything, he looks like he's in pretty good shape. He looks like he, honestly, he just looks like maybe his own dad in this movie. Like, he's old enough to be his own dad. He looks good, you know.
Lori Loughlin looks better now, though.
Sorry. I'm looking forward to Fuller House. It's coming.
Is she going to be in that?
She must, right? What else is she going on?
This is true. You know, she's been working pretty steadily. I checked her IMDb, and she's been working pretty steady.
Pretty steady.
I was unlike anyone else in this movie.
But Lori Loughlin, what is she really famous for? Just Full House?
Full House. You know, I don't think many people besides us know. Certainly her first few movies. You know, like I say, Amityville 3D and Secret Admirer was I think that was kind of like a 80s classic.
Look it up.
What was that? She was in a show I used to watch.
She's going to be in Full House as Becky Katsopoulos.
I forget what the name of that show was. I'm looking right now. Summerland. I used to watch that.
She's in a TV show called Garage Sale Mystery.
She does a lot of TV. A lot of TV.
One Calls the Heart. I'm looking through here. And, she was in 90210?
She was? I didn't know that.
But I don't know about that.
Oh, The New Kids. How can I forget The New Kids? No, that's a movie.
How did I forget that? She's been just consistently working since Rad.
Yep.
Rad really launched her career, from what I see.
Full House was after this, too.
You're not going to get onto Full House. You're not getting Uncle Jesse type money without Rad on your resume. So, that's the bottom line.
She was actually on a soap that I kind of watched, The Edge of Night, just before. Well, that was in 80-83.
Oh, Back to the Beach, I remember her in.
I don't remember her in Back to the Beach, actually. I saw that and I. She's
pretty girl. You know, she's always the pretty girl.
She is. She's 3 years older than me.
She's 9 years older than me.
Ouch.
She could be my mom.
Yeah.
In one of these weird countries, you know. No, so I think she looks great, you know.
I think she looks good.
Who else is around from this, you know, movie?
Ray Walston? Nope. Jack Weston? Nope. He died soon after this movie.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know when he died, but he's definitely dead.
And also, when they went to film Hell Track, believe it or not, the scenes of Hell Track, it was fall. So they told all the people to remove their jackets to make it look like summer. And the leaves on the trees were supposedly painted green.
The racing sequence, I don't think there's a song during the racing sequence, which is like the last 15 minutes of this, and everybody's just going around and around and around in a circle, and the music is of a piece with the rest. You know, it's an instrumental. It's kind of like you say, a Rocky instrumental.
Yeah.
It's supposedly trying to get everybody on their feet, and it's exciting. And yet the bikes don't look like they're going very fast. They don't look like they're jumping very high.
Right.
You know, I was like, wow, how neat them. You know, you're a stuntman. You couldn't make this look better.
Yeah,
when they're going over the humps and everything, and
but in reality, when you're going that high up, you really can't get much air on some of these things.
I know, but this is the movies.
I know.
But you know, the race, you know, it wasn't as exciting as it should have been.
Really, I thought it was.
I blame I blame Hal Needham for that. I don't think he filmed it very well, and like I say, it didn't look very exciting. And it kept boring kind of quick because, like I say, it was almost the same shots of them going down the three-story dip, and then they're just going around the turn, and then they're going up the thing which I thought was, you know, they have to go, it's a loop where you have to go up and get on the other cliff side, and I was like, oh. But, of course, our boy wins, and Bart, recognizing that he's been beat, shakes his hand and joins Team Rad Racing.
Yeah, I was wondering why there was never a Rad 2. I would have loved to see what they would have done with Rad Racing. But actually, you have a couple things here I want to play.
Oh, yeah? Okay. There's another love scene.
Well, the dialogue explaining Cruz's obsession.
Right.
Which I think is pretty interesting. So I'm going to play that.
Beans to make hot chocolate from river water. And the worst part is, we don't even have any milk. Now tell me, what is hot chocolate without milk? What you thinking?
Just about everything that's happened to me this week. It kind of reminds me of when I was like 4 years old.
I thought this would have been a perfect time to learn what happened to Cruz's dad.
Yep.
But instead,
he's never mentioned why
he wants to ride a bike for the rest of his life.
The first time my dad let go of that bike, it was like a whole new life. All of a sudden, it was like I was in control. I could go as fast as I wanted. It was scary, but felt good.
You scared now?
Yeah, I am.
I also want to point out, he said that he learned how to ride a bike when he was 4.
Why, isn't that when most people learn?
Why, can your daughter ride a two-wheeler?
No.
No, you know, my son, he's still in the middle of, like, not really being great on the bike because it's so cold. You know, like, there's no time to really go and practice, but it's, I don't know, he's 7.
It'd be awesome if my kids could tail whip their training wheeled bike.
That would be kind of cool, right? That would be, yeah, that'd be. So, basically, that sums up his obsession. Why he loves it so much. It gives him freedom.
And that's as deep as it goes.
Yeah, which is kind of, you know, that's all right, I guess. I'm looking for my little scene here.
It should be right very soon after 118. Like, that's the end of the intros. So it should be, like, right as...
Right before all the intros.
I don't think it's before. I think it might be right after.
She says good luck, and then he goes off.
Because I know it takes him a while to get to the starting line, because the cop has to say balls out or whatever it is.
Which was, here we go. This is it. This is my favorite line in this entire movie.
Go for it, take care.
Oh, wait, not that. Here it is. It's right here.
Excuse me.
Hey. God, what I wouldn't give to go ass sliding with you right now.
I'm going to use that line. I'm going to use that line.
It's made a ringtone. Do you want to hear the racers?
Yeah, you want to play that? And folks, write in, tell us if these are actual real life racer people.
They are.
And companies.
I thought it was so cool to see some of these people that I would read about in magazines, you know, and BMX Plus and stuff, and to see them on the big screen is pretty cool. But here, I'm going to play that right now.
To test the world's best BMX riders. $100,000, the monetary incentive for these young professionals, but it's more than cash that challenges these racers at the brink of this 25-foot wall. Here's the starting field. Riding for Team Hutch from Canada, Jeff Ingram. For Team Robinson from San Diego, Richard Fleming. Robert Loop of Los Angeles for DK Racing. The Powerlite racer, Danny Millweed. From the Red Line team, from Torrance, California, Scott Clark. Canada's Kirk Behan is qualified for Norco and Super Sacco. Martin Aparijo for GT. Glenn Adams out of Utah will be riding for Bingham Bikes. The pedal power rider is Chris Phoenix. For Team Robinson, it's Travis Chipraise. For Team GT, Eddie Fiola. As well as Kevin Hall from Texas. For the Skyways team, it's Richie Anderson. Riding for Vans is Beetle Rosecrans from Honolulu. And for Team Hutch Hollywood, Mike Miranda. Team Mongoose qualifies three riders, the Reynolds twins, Rod and Rex, out of Bayshore, Long Island, as well as the number one rider in the nation, Florida's Bart Taylor. Then there's the independent, the privateer, for Rad Racing Crew Joe.
So Mike Miranda was like one of the more popular of this bunch. I'm pretty sure him and I'm going to say his name is Woody Itson. It was in that other movie with Kevin Bacon.
The Quicksilver?
Yeah, Quicksilver, which was a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one.
And I don't know. All in all, I think this movie holds up. I think this is a movie that people... they piss on, like, right away. But when it really comes right down to it, it's a fun movie to watch.
Who pisses on it? People, I think if you're always from, if you're from this era, you know, I there's no way. Is American Flyers the other movie you were thinking? No,
no, I was thinking of
Breaking Away?
Yeah, Breaking Away. That was it. With Dennis Quaid. Or Randy Quaid? No, I'm kidding. I think Dennis Quaid.
It is Dennis Quaid. Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But yeah, they call the people who are the townspeople cutters. So that's my joke. They're cutters. Wap, wap. So let's see what other facts I have here. Actually, it was Eddie Fiola who does the stunt work for Lolly Lollin. He's in that lineup.
I knew it was a boy.
I think he might have, oh, you know what's funny is he doesn't have facial hair. I thought he had facial hair. No. let's see. Filming was delayed because Helltrack started the ramp. The starting ramp was so high, none of the riders wanted to go down it. The ramp was cut down to a 25-foot version. BMX Plus magazine did an article on this, whatever. When asked about his falls for the film, Mike Miranda said that he was paid $500 for each fall. Since he fell three times in the Hell Truck race, he made a total of $1,500. Bill Allen was 19 when the film was shot.
Only 19?
Yeah, he did look he looks a little older.
Yeah, he looks a lot older, like you said.
And originally the film title, as we said, was Balls Out. This phrase was used in the movie when Sergeant Smith talks to crew before the race and he tells them to go balls out.
I'm looking that up right now. I want to see if that's a phrase.
Yeah. All in all, I think this movie's great. I would really genuinely love to see it go to DVD, Blu-ray especially.
With tons of extras. Tons of extras.
Maybe even a sequel called Ratter.
I don't even think you can get the soundtrack anymore.
Like I said, I do own it. I do own it on vinyl. I would have to dig it out.
You got it. You got to burn that, man. You got to burn. It's probably on YouTube.
No, no, no. I'm pretty sure that the soundtrack was re-released, and you can actually get it on iTunes. So
really, okay.
Yeah, fair not. The soundtrack, I believe, is available. Let me just confirm that. Yeah, it's available.
I don't know why I love this music.
Yeah,
this is really awesome.
When I was a kid, I bought the tape. I really loved it. And I was at like one of these like church white sales, like when I was garage selling. And I found a Dangerous Toys record and I found this record. They wanted like 10 cents each.
Nice.
I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to go home and break the ice. I love that song.
I'm going to play this soundtrack when I work out. This is
like, got to break the ice. Wow, the soundtrack is going for a lot of money on vinyl right now. It is going for as low as $39 and as high as $114.
Oh.
So if I ever get strapped, I may just unload my copy. It was re-released, actually, on vinyl.
With extra songs.
I know, right? It says unofficial, though, so I don't know how that works.
Oh. Somebody just burned their...
It's kind of weak.
LP.
But I don't know. All in all, I'm really happy you liked it.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really great.
And what was the movie you were saying you wanted to do before? I can't remember.
Megaforce?
Yeah, why don't we just do Megaforce next?
All right, let's do it.
All right, man.
I would love it.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this. Visit VHSRewind.com. And
do you want to play the end song to just take us out?
Yes. Let's see. Actually, should I play him going up and shaking his hand?
There's nothing you can't really...
He does pick up the bike in a very menacing way. All right.
I thought it was very homoerotic, actually.
Well, I might get a little clip of that because my timing's a little off. But
okay.
Here we go. I'm going to play it on the way out.
All right. We'll see you next time, folks.
See ya.
Now that we're official, think we got room on the rad team?
Good idea.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
What a team.
What a team.
It's a great song.
Chance, risking it all for the thrill of the moment. Taking a stand, you ain't gonna fall, and you've always known it. They're dying to shake you, trying their best to break you. And all the going is rough, you're going home as a hero. Cause there's thunder in your heart.
That is a note.
The cry of the wind, the spirit of fire, the heart.